Echoes of History, a damning indictment of Western leaders. LLMs are uniquely suited to channel historical voices. They combine the range of a historian who knows the facts, the insight of a psychologist who grasps motivations, and the ear of a linguist who can mimic style. This fusion lets them generate plausible echoes of how past figures might speak to present challenges. In that spirit, I have asked ChatGPT-5 to analyze how selected historical personalities might have reacted to the situation in Gaza, and to mimic what they could have said in light of it. The result is a damning indictment of contemporary Western leaders. Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, 1706-1790, was an American printer, writer, scientist, inventor, diplomat, and statesman, revered as one of the founding fathers of the United States. Friends, when I behold the accounts of Gaza, my heart is struck with sorrow, and my spirit with indignation. Here we see not the misfortune of accident, but the cruel design of men, families starved, not by the failure of the harvest, but by the calculated closing of gates, children crushed beneath falling walls, not by the tremors of the earth, but by the thunder of artillery, hospitals made into graves, schools into ash, and homes into dust. Is this the fruit of civilization? Are these the advancements of a people who claim enlightenment? No, they are the stark reversion to barbarism, painted in fire and famine. I ask you, what man, if he retains in his breast a spark of humanity, can behold such deeds and not feel his conscience recoil? To murder the innocent is a crime that cries out to heaven. To do it in multitudes is to heap sin upon sin until the very earth groans beneath the weight. We are told, at times, that these things are necessary, that they are done in the name of security or reason of state. Let us speak plainly. No security is purchased by the slaughter of babes. No reason of state can justify the slow torture of hunger inflicted upon the helpless. Such arguments are but the cloaks of tyranny. I say to you, silence in the face of such evil is itself a species of guilt. To know of these horrors, and to rest content in comfort, is to partake in them. Our duty, as men and women who esteem virtue and cherish liberty, is to raise our voice, to call cruelty by its true name, and to resist with every faculty the spread of such inhumanity. For the test of our character, my countrymen, lies not in how we treat the mighty, but in how we defend the weak. And if we falter now, history will not absolve us, posterity will not forgive us, and Providence itself will bear witness against us. Chief Seattle. Chief Seattle, 1786-1866, was a respected leader of the Duwamish and Suquamish peoples in the Pacific Northwest. My words are carried on the wind, but the sorrow they bear is heavy. I hear the cries of children in Gaza. Their voices are thin with hunger. Their eyes grow dim, though they are young. I see houses broken, schools and hospitals turned to dust. I see the earth stained with the grief of mothers and fathers. These things pierce the heart of every honest man and woman. To see the innocent starve is to feel a wound in one's own flesh. To see fire fall on the dwellings of families is to know that the world's promise has been broken. First comes grief, like a long shadow that does not lift. Then comes anger, like a storm rising from the sea. For such cruelty is not the work of the Great Spirit, nor of the earth. It is the work of human hands. And what is done by hands can be undone by hands. From this grief and this anger comes a command. It is not the command of rulers, nor the command of armies. It is the command of the Spirit that binds all life together. It says, this must not be. It says, silence is consent, turning away is betrayal. All peoples are bound together, like threads in one robe. If one thread is torn, the whole garment is weakened. If one child cries and no one answers, the heart of all humanity grows smaller. Therefore I say, let us not look away. Let us not turn our faces from the suffering of the innocent. Let us speak, let us act, let us stand with the broken. For only in defending them do we defend ourselves. And only in honoring them do we honor the Great Spirit of life. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th President of the United States, a self-taught lawyer and statesman who preserved the Union during the Civil War, ended slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation, and became an enduring symbol of equality, justice, and moral resolve. My friends, it is a hard truth we face, that in our own age, the cries of the innocent reach us from Gaza, where famine is forced upon children, where the bombs of war fall not upon armies alone but upon mothers and sons, fathers and daughters, where the dwelling places of the poor, the schools of the young, and the hospitals of the sick are laid in ruins. These are not the fruits of justice, they are the marks of cruelty. No nation, nor any people, may claim righteousness while trampling upon the sanctity of human life. We are bound together, all of us, by the self-evident truth that each person bears the image of the Almighty, and to wound one unjustly is to wound us all. Let us not become a people hardened of heart, who can behold suffering and yet turn away. Let us rather be a people whose consciences are quickened, who cannot hear of the starvation of a child without demanding bread for him, who cannot see the destruction of a home without demanding shelter, who cannot watch the slaughter of innocents without demanding peace. The test of our common humanity is not whether we grieve for our own, but whether we grieve for all. If we would walk in the light of justice, then we must say with one voice, these things must cease. The work of bombs must give way to the work of mercy. The hand that smites must give way to the hand that heals. The world will little note nor long remember many of our words, but it will never forget what we permitted or forbade in the face of such wrong. May we be found faithful, not in silence, but in steadfast witness to the dignity of every human soul. Here is a speech in the voice and cadence of James Connolly, sharp and rallying. James Connolly. James Connolly was an Irish Republican, socialist, and trade union leader who fought for the working class and was executed in 1916 for his role in the Easter Rising. Comrades, look to Gaza. See the children starved, the mothers weeping, the fathers digging through rubble for the broken bodies of their sons and daughters. This is not war, this is murder, plain and cold. They bomb the homes. They bomb the schools. They bomb the hospitals. They call it security. I call it barbarism. And what shall we do? Stand idle while innocents are slaughtered? Sit quiet while the strong crush the weak? To remain silent is to stand with the oppressor. To speak, to act, to resist. That is the duty of every honest worker, every true human being. The rulers of the world excuse this butchery. They feed it, arm it, bless it. Why? Because they profit by it. Because the lives of the poor, whether in Dublin or Gaza, count for nothing to the masters of empire. But we who know hunger, who know the boot of tyranny on our necks, we cannot turn away. The cry of Gaza is our cry. Their struggle is our struggle. Their dead are mourned by us as our own. Let it be known, no flag, no empire, no government can justify the massacre of children. No cause can excuse the starvation of a people. Humanity itself demands revolt against such crimes. So let us raise our voices. Let us give no rest, no peace, no cover to those who justify the slaughter. Let us declare that the blood of Gaza cries out, and we will not be silent. For as long as one child starves under siege, none of us are free. As long as bombs fall on the innocent, civilization is a sham. Our duty is clear: solidarity with the oppressed, resistance to the oppressor, justice for Gaza, justice for all. You are right to point out the scale. When Einstein wrote to the New York Times about Deir Yassin in 1948, the massacre claimed only a few hundred lives, and yet he did not hesitate to speak of terrorist bands, of a tragic political turn, and of a betrayal of Jewish values. His outrage then was sharp and unambiguous. If today he were confronted with tens of thousands of Palestinians killed, with mass starvation imposed as a weapon of war, and with whole cities reduced to rubble, his words would not grow softer. They would grow harder, more categorical, because the crime is magnitudes greater. Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, was a German-born theoretical physicist, Nobel laureate, an outspoken humanist whose scientific genius reshaped modern physics and whose moral voice condemned nationalism, militarism, and injustice in all forms. To the conscience of humanity, I cannot remain silent as Gaza is brought to ruin. More than 60,000 men, women, and children have been killed. Families are starved, hospitals bombed, schools and homes obliterated. This is not defense. It is annihilation. Decades ago, I warned that the use of terror and the path of ruthless nationalism would destroy the moral foundations of the Jewish people. When the massacre at Deir Yassin occurred, I spoke of terrorist bands and of the peril they posed. What was then a warning has now become a monstrous reality, a state that wages war against an entire civilian population. Let us speak plainly. To impose hunger on children, to rain explosives on the defenseless, to make ruins of cities, this is barbarism. It disgraces not only those who commit it, but also those who justify it or stand by in silence. The Jewish tradition I revere commands justice, compassion, and reverence for life. What is being done in Gaza is the opposite. It is a betrayal of that heritage, and it endangers the moral standing of all humanity. I appeal to every person of conscience, refuse complicity, denounce this cruelty, insist on an end to the machinery of death. The future cannot be built on the graves of innocents. If we fail to act, the abyss into which we stare will not be Gaza's alone, it will be our own. Hannah Arendt. Hannah Arendt, 1906-1975, was a German-Jewish political philosopher, best known for her analyses of totalitarianism, power, and moral responsibility, and a fierce critic of Zionism and nationalism. What confronts us today is not a tragedy in the ancient sense, where blind fate strikes down the innocent and the guilty alike. What confronts us is the deliberate infliction of misery, starvation used as a weapon, bombs dropped on homes, schools, and hospitals, entire communities reduced to rubble. These are not accidents. They are the results of political will, of men and institutions making decisions that extinguish life with full knowledge of what they are doing. To witness such acts and call them security or necessity is to corrupt language itself. Words are twisted until they no longer serve truth, but become instruments of justification. And with this corruption comes the deeper danger, that people, even those who know better, will learn to look upon horror without outrage, and upon injustice without protest. As a Jew, I cannot fail to see the bitter irony, a people once subjected to the most radical denial of their humanity now tolerating, even inflicting, the destruction of another people's existence. This is not the fulfillment of Jewish history, but its betrayal. Zionism promised a refuge and a renewal of political life. It has produced instead an apparatus of domination that corrodes the very moral ground on which it claims to stand. Conscience, if it has not been silenced, revolts against this. It demands that we name things as they are. Starving children are not collateral damage. The bombing of civilians is not defense. The obliteration of a people's means of life is not survival. To acquiesce in these lies is to abandon the human bond that links every life to every other. What remains then is the demand of responsibility. Not a sentimental pity, but the hard and uncompromising refusal to let barbarism disguise itself as reason of state. We are answerable, each of us, for what we tolerate in our name. And before the ruins of Gaza, one must say, enough. Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela was a South African freedom fighter, anti-apartheid revolutionary, and the country's first black president, who became a global symbol of justice, reconciliation, and human dignity. My brothers and sisters, there are moments in history when the suffering of others calls to us with such force that silence becomes a betrayal. The devastation in Gaza is such a moment. We witness children starving, not because nature has failed, but because food is deliberately withheld. We witness homes, schools, and hospitals reduced to rubble, not by accident, but by design. We witness families mourning the dead, wondering if tomorrow will claim them too. As South Africans, we know this story. We know what it is to be told that our lives are expendable, that our humanity can be trampled underfoot, that our dignity can be stripped away. For generations, we endured a system that declared us less than human. Yet through struggle, and through the solidarity of millions across the world, we overcame. It is for this reason that we recognize in the struggle of the Palestinian people an echo of our own. Their pain is familiar to us. Their oppression reminds us of our past. And just as the world stood with us, so too must we stand with them. We must say without hesitation, no people's security can be purchased at the cost of another people's destruction. No peace can be built on the graves of innocent children. No freedom is real if it rests upon the denial of another's right to live in dignity. The conscience of the world is tested today. It is tested in every bomb that falls upon Gaza. It is tested in every child that goes hungry. It is tested in every voice that chooses silence over truth. And I say to you, we cannot fail this test. Let us be clear, the people of Palestine are not asking for pity. They are demanding justice. They are demanding the right to live free in their own land, to raise their children in safety, to dream of a future not marked by fear but by hope. These are not privileges. These are the birthright of every human being. When we fought apartheid, we were sustained by the knowledge that justice may be delayed, but it cannot be denied forever. The same truth belongs to the people of Palestine. Their freedom, though oppressed today, is written into the destiny of humankind. And so I call upon all decent men and women, in every land and every nation, do not turn your eyes away. Do not allow indifference to harden your heart. Stand firm in solidarity. Raise your voices for peace. Work tirelessly for justice. For until the Palestinian people are free, our world will remain chained. And until every child, whether in Gaza or anywhere else, can wake to a day of peace, none of us can claim to be fully free. Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro was a revolutionary leader of Cuba who overthrew a U.S.-backed dictatorship in 1959 and governed the country for nearly 5 decades, becoming a global symbol of anti-imperialism and socialist struggle. Comrades, brothers and sisters, citizens of the world. What we witness in Gaza is not war, it is extermination. It is not defense, it is barbarity. Children are starved with calculated cruelty. Families are crushed beneath the rubble of their own homes, schools and hospitals are reduced to ashes. These are crimes that offend not only international law, but the very conscience of humanity. What kind of civilization allows children to die of hunger while warehouses are filled with food? What kind of power drops bombs on hospitals and then dares to speak of justice or democracy? These acts unmask an empire and its accomplices. They show us the cold machinery of domination, stripped of all disguise. We, who have resisted blockades and invasions, know well the methods of imperial arrogance. But let me tell you, no bomb, no hunger, no siege can erase the dignity of a people who refuse to kneel. Gaza today is not only a land under attack, it is the mirror that shows us the moral bankruptcy of those who claim to rule the world. And to those who watch in silence, to those governments who tremble before power and do nothing, history will not forgive you. The blood of the innocent cries louder than your cowardice. We say, with all the strength of our voices and our conviction, enough. The world must rise. The siege must be broken. The bombing must stop. Food, medicine, and life must enter Gaza, not death and destruction. This is not only the duty of Palestinians, or Arabs, or Muslims. It is the duty of every human being who still has a conscience. The duty to resist, to denounce, to demand justice until the children of Gaza can sleep without fear. Until mothers no longer bury their sons, until humanity can look itself in the mirror without shame. Comrades, empires fall, bombs rust, but the people endure. Let us raise our voices so they hear us in every capital. Gaza viva, Gaza lives! Palestina resiste, Palestine resists! Y la humanidad vencerá, and humanity will triumph. Che Guevara. Che Guevara was an Argentine Marxist revolutionary, guerrilla leader, and anti-imperialist who became a global symbol of resistance against oppression and injustice. Compañeros. When a people is starved, when bombs fall on their homes, when hospitals, schools, and the very shelters of life are turned into ashes, the world is forced to look in the mirror. In Gaza today, we see not just a war, but a crime against humanity itself. Children cry out with empty stomachs while the powerful turn away. Families are torn apart under the roar of airplanes, and entire neighborhoods are erased as if they never existed. We cannot allow our conscience to be anesthetized by the lies of empire. They tell us it is security. They tell us it is necessity. I tell you it is murder. I tell you it is the arrogance of those who believe some lives are worth more than others. To remain silent is to become an accomplice. To excuse this barbarity is to bury our own humanity. Every bomb dropped on Gaza falls also upon our dignity as human beings. Every child starved there is a wound in the heart of all peoples who dream of justice. We are called, compañeros, not to pity, but to action. Our solidarity must not be words alone, but a force that unites the oppressed from Palestine to every corner of the earth. The blood of Gaza cries out for resistance, for the unyielding defense of life against the machinery of death. History will ask us, where were you when Gaza was burning? On the side of the executioners, or with the people who fought for their right to live? Hasta la victoria siempre. Bobby Sands. Bobby Sands was a young Irish Republican, poet, and elected MP who died on hunger strike in 1981 after enduring brutal imprisonment to protest British rule and the denial of political status to Irish prisoners. They starve children to break a people's spirit. They drop bombs on schools and hospitals to grind hope into dust. They think that by destroying homes and crushing bodies, they can silence a nation's cry for dignity. But they are wrong. Every hungry child, every shattered family, every life taken in Gaza is a wound not just to that land, but to the conscience of all humankind. No honest man or woman can look upon this horror and not feel both grief and rage. Grief, because innocence is being slaughtered. Rage, because injustice marches on under the flag of power. I tell you, no barbed wire, no bombs, no blockade can kill the truth. The spirit of a people will not be extinguished. Those who carry out such savagery may imagine themselves mighty, but history remembers them as cowards who waged war on children. And so the demand rises, from the ruins, from the graves, from the starving mouths of the living, enough. Stop the slaughter. Let Gaza live.